This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that in the past 10 years, the government has taken several measures to strengthen infrastructure to connect all the four corners of the country. The Prime Minister was addressing a public meeting in Rameshwaram after inaugurating the Pamban Vertical Lift Sea Bridge and laying foundation stone for 8,300 crore rupees worth rail and road projects in Tamil Nadu. He said that the development of Tamil Nadu contributes to the development of the nation.
Viksit Bharat ke safar mein Tamil Nadu ka bahut bada role hai. Main manta hu Tamil Nadu ka samarth jitna jyada badhega, Bharat ki growth utni hi tez hogi. Bite dashak mein Tamil Nadu ke vikas ke liye 2014 se pehle ki tulna mein 3 guna zyada paisa center se diya gaya hai.
Calling the vertical lift sea bridge as a 20th century wonder, he congratulated the engineers engaged in the project, which will boost the ease of doing business, trade, tourism and provide jobs for the people. The Prime Minister said that it was a precious moment to offer prayers at the ancient Rameshwaram temple and hand over the project on this day. Calling the projects as a gift of on Ram Navami, he recalled the mention of Lord Rama in Sangam literature. Mr. Modi also emphasized the significance of ancient Tamil culture and language. He appealed to the state government to permit medical students to study in their mother tongue. President Draupadi Murmu has given her assent to the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025, which was passed by Parliament this week. After the presidential assent, it has become a law. The legislation was passed in the Lok Sabha on Thursday with 288 members in favour and 232 against it, while the Rajya Sabha passed the bill on Friday with 128 members voting in favour and 95 opposing it. President of India Draupadi Murmu yesterday departed for Lisbon, the first leg of her two nations state visit to Portugal and Slovakia. During her visit to Portugal, President Murmu will meet and hold delegation-level talks with her counterpart, President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa. She will also meet Portugal's Prime Minister Luís Montenegro and the President of the National Assembly, José Pedro Aguiar Branco. In Slovakia, President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with Slovak President Peter Pellegrini and Prime Minister Robert Fico. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has said that the spirit of the Indian Constitution is to treat all citizens equally, provide equal opportunities and integrate the marginalized and backward sections of society into the mainstream of progress. Mr. Birla stated this while addressing the 150th Assembly of Inter-Parliamentary Union, IPU, on the theme Parliamentary Action for Social Development and Justice at Tashkent in Uzbekistan yesterday. Mr. Birla mentioned that by replacing the Indian Penal Code with the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, India has established the primacy of justice. Renowned Indian sand artist Sudarshan Patnaik has become the first Indian to receive the prestigious Fred Darrington Sand Master Award for his outstanding contributions to sand art. The award was presented during the Sand World 2025 International Sand Art Festival in Dorset, England. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heat wave conditions over Gujarat, Rajasthan, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Punjab during the next 4 to 5 days. In IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 7 wickets at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad tonight. And that's the end of this news bulletin.